In this week's parsha, the first of the new Sefer, Sefer Shemais, we have the question of Moshe Rabbeinu, which although it was asked way back then, over 3,000 years ago, continues to be the question, the cry of the Jewish people throughout all time. Moshe and Aaron have just gone to Pare to ask him to allow the Jews 3 days to serve Hashem in the Midbar. Pare's response was, "Why are you disturbing the Jews from their work?" He gives a command to make the work harder than it had been before. Obviously, the Jews have too much time on their hands, and therefore they're coming up with these ideas. Until now, the Mitzrayim had supplied the straw for the bricks. From now on, the Jews would need to gather their own straw, but the number of bricks that they had to make would be no less. The next few days were hard days for the Jews. They scattered to find the straw, and when they couldn't find the straw or they had to take the time to find that straw, they obviously made less bricks than they had made before, and they were beaten. And the Mitzrayim said to them, "Madu alay chilisem chukem lilboin kismal shoshayim gam tmal gam hayayim. Madu alay chilisem chukem lilboin. Why did you not finish the set amount that you were supposed to create these levanim, these bricks, like you did yesterday and the day before, also yesterday and also today?" Meaning for the last couple of days, you haven't been making the same amount of bricks that you used to make. You always made a certain amount of bricks and now you're making much less. The Jewish Shaitrim came to Pare and said, "Lama sa'asukein la'avadecha? Why are you doing this to your servants? Why are you making it so hard for them?" And Pare answered, "It's because I see that you're weakening in your resolve to serve me. And you're speaking about going to the Midbar. You're speaking about other gods. You're speaking about serving someone, something else. I cannot allow that to happen." Of course, it's understandable that Klal Yisrael would come and complain against Moshe and Aaron. And in fact, there are two nameless people who the Mefarshim identify as Dasan and Aviram, who verbally attack Moshe and Aaron on their way out. "You messed us up. You just made our lives harder. You came here and you told us these beautiful stories all about freedom and redemption, about how Hashem, God, is going to take us out. What was the point? It's not enough that you didn't help us. It's much, much, much worse now." And here comes that question. Vayashav Moshe el Hashem. Moshe returns to Hashem and he says, "Hashem, lama hare'oysa la'am hazeh? Lama zesh lachtani? Why have you made things so hard for this nation? Why did you send me?" Rav Hirsch explains, there are many questions in this one question. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "My mission was a failure, and I just don't understand." Question number one, why are you making things so difficult? Number two, why dafka to this nation? To your nation. Now that I went to Pare, now that we came to Pare and we introduced ourselves to him, and we clearly identified this nation as yours, as he's going to say in the next pasuk, "May us basi el Pare ledaber b'shmecha." Since I came to Pare to speak in your name, anything that happens now to this nation is connected to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This nation is your nation. Why are you doing this? Why are you making things so hard to you? God's chosen nation. It reflects on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It reflects on his people. What did these people do wrong? And then, lama zesh lachtani? Why did you send me, of all people? Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "I told you I wasn't the right shaliach. I told you I wasn't the right messenger. For days and days I sat and argued with you and I begged you, send someone else. Why did you send me?" And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had predicted to Moshe that Pare wouldn't send them out easily, Moshe hadn't expected things to become worse. And so he asks this very legitimate question. These are the same words that we have been saying throughout our long and painful history, throughout Crusades and Cossacks, auto de fés and gas chambers. Lama hare oysa la'am hazeh? Of all the nations and people in the world, why us? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? None. Just a promise for the future. Atasir'e asher e'eseh l'pareh, you will see what I will do to pareh, ki v'yad chazaka yishalchem, with a strong hand he will send them out, v'yad chazaka yigarshem me'artzei, and through the strong hand he will expel them from his land. There are many Mefarshim, including Haksava, Kabbalah, Ibn Ezra, and the Malbim, who discuss the two different ways that we can ask the fundamental question of why in Lashon HaKodesh. There are two words for why in Lashon HaKodesh. There is Madua and Lama. Madua comes from two words. It's a contraction of two words. Ma Dea, or in other words, what is the reason? As if to ask, what is the thinking and rationale behind this event or occurrence? In other words, what is the immediate cause of this effect? When something happens, what caused it? What's the immediate cause of this effect? Therefore, in the question that we had before, it would make sense for the officers to ask the Jews, why haven't you produced the same amount of bricks using the words madua? Madua lechilisem chakem lobaim kismel shulsham. Why haven't you managed to produce the same amount of bricks? What is the cause of this? What is what happened here that caused the effect of not having the same bricks? This is a concrete question with a concrete answer. The reason we weren't able to produce the amount of bricks that we usually produced is because now we don't have the straw. That's why we weren't able to make the bricks. Lama, in contrast, is a contraction of the words lima, meaning for what? What is the ultimate purpose? Not what caused it, not the history, not behind, but what is the effect going to be at the end? What is the end goal of what we are seeing? Meaning, Madua looks back at the past. Lama is looking forward to the future. What's the end goal of this? What is it going to bring to? And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem. Lama hare oisa la'am hazeh. What is the final purpose of all this suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's it meant to bring us to? For the question of Madua, we usually have a specific answer. We can't make the bricks. We didn't have the straw. I came late because my car didn't start. Why is Israel closed to visitors? Madua. Because of the Omicron variant. That's why. Madua. Lama does not always have an answer. It certainly doesn't have an easy answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him by speaking of the final redemption, and what Hashem was saying to him was, I can't explain it to you now, but I'm going to tell you that this is part of the necessary pain on the way to the Geula. But there's not going to be a concrete answer that you could put your finger on. And this is what we can learn from for ourselves. Often we want to ask to understand things, and so we ask the question of why. Why? Why did this happen? Why do bad things happen? Why to this family? Why to this person? Why? And we ask Madua, and we expect to get an answer, and often there aren't good answers. We often heard from survivors, they would say, I learned not to ask why, or we shouldn't ask questions. And it's true, because we get stuck when we ask Madua questions, because we're frustrated by the lack of a good answer. But we can, I would say we must reframe the question, because we're not meant to be asking Madua. Often what we're meant to be asking is Lama. Madua COVID. Why is there COVID? And we could give a technical answer about a coronavirus that started either with a bat in a fresh meat market or as an experiment gone wrong in a Chinese lab, and we can pontificate for hours, but that's not really the point and it doesn't help us. Yes, it gives me knowledge, it answers Madea, it answers what caused this, but really what I want to be asking, what I must be asking is Lama, as in, what for? What is the end goal of these 2 years plus of masking, restrictions, sickness, death, vaccines, quarantines, travel bans, variant 1, 2, 3, 4, wave 5, 6, 7? What's going on? What's it supposed to be teaching me? How can I become a better person because of it? What can I learn from it? Lima, when I look back at this tkufa, I'm going to ask, I will want to be able to answer for myself, what has this done for me? How has this made me a better person? Lama doesn't have a nice, pat answer. We'll never know for sure, but we do know what we do know, that it is certainly one more step in our journey to the ultimate redemption.